Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a really interesting shift in the economic narrative, the gas price effect, how falling fuel costs are reshaping consumer sentiment.
It's a timely topic, host. We're seeing consumer sentiment climb to its highest point since February, and it feels like that noticeable drop in gas prices is a huge part of that story.
Absolutely. February feels like a different economic era, doesn't it? The fact that we're returning to those levels suggests a palpable shift, a collective exhale from households that have been feeling the economic pressure.
It really does. This resurgence signals that the immediate pressures weighing on consumers might be starting to ease. And when we talk about those pressures, the steady decline in gas prices stands out with undeniable clarity.
It's hard to overstate the psychological and practical impact of filling up your tank. For many, it's the most visible, most frequent interaction with inflation. So, when that cost comes down, it's not just a few dollars saved, it's a tangible signal that the upward march of prices might be stalling.
But here's the big question: is this a genuine, sustainable economic shift, or just a fleeting moment of relief? Our initial hypothesis is that this sentiment surge is a direct, though potentially fragile, response to this single, highly visible economic pressure point.
Exactly. We're analyzing a psychological barometer, a reflection of hope and relief in the face of economic uncertainty. Today, we're unpacking how this single factor easing gas prices is influencing that barometer, and what other currents might be shaping this evolving economic mood.
Let's start by diving deeper into that gas price effect. It's far more than just the act of filling up the car, right? There's a clear correlation between declining fuel costs and the upward tick in consumer sentiment indices.
That's right. Gas prices have become a powerful proxy for broader inflation and economic strain. When they're high, consumers feel the pinch not just in their wallets but in their overall sense of economic well-being. It's a constant, daily reminder that things are getting more expensive.
So, when those prices recede, it offers a much-needed reprieve for discretionary spending. A household that was spending an extra $50 or $75 a week on gas now has that money back in their pocket.
That's not insignificant. It might mean a bit more wiggle room for dining out, entertainment, or simply building up a small savings buffer. This freed-up capital can have a ripple effect across the economy.
It's important to note this impact isn't uniform, though. The gas price effect varies significantly across different geographic areas and income brackets. A commuter heavily reliant on their vehicle feels it more acutely than someone in an urban center with public transport.
And for lower-income households, where fuel costs are a larger budget percentage, even a small decrease is a welcome relief. When we compare this to previous periods of volatility, consumers often react strongly to energy price changes because they're so immediate and pervasive.
The duration and depth of that reaction depend on what else is happening. Are these lower gas prices part of a broader disinflationary trend, or an anomaly? Economists recognize the outsized significance of energy prices in shaping consumer psychology.
The insight here is profound. The gas price decline acts as a vital psychological win. It suggests that perhaps the worst of the inflationary surge is behind us, offering a break from the constant worry about rising costs.
But understanding this immediate relief is only the first step. We must now look beyond the gas station and explore what other, less visible, yet equally important factors are contributing to, or detracting from, this newfound optimism.
That brings us perfectly to our next point, beyond the pump, the broader economic landscape. Because while lower gas prices are a powerful catalyst, they rarely tell the whole story of consumer sentiment.
Definitely. We need to unpack the underlying economic currents. One of the most significant is the resilience of the labor market. Despite concerns about slowdowns, unemployment rates have remained remarkably low.
And wage growth, while perhaps not keeping pace with peak inflation, has shown some strength. This provides a foundational level of support for consumer confidence. People feel more secure when their jobs are stable and their paychecks are holding steady.
Then there's the broader trajectory of inflation, the CPI. The easing at the pump is visible, but is it reflective of a wider deceleration across food, housing, services, and goods? That's the key question.
If the moderation in energy prices is part of a broader trend of cooling inflation, then the sentiment boost is likely to be more sustained. This is crucial for long-term economic health.
Another critical factor is the interest rate environment. Central banks have been raising rates to combat inflation. This makes borrowing more expensive, but also signals a commitment to controlling inflation, which can boost confidence.
Consumers are watching these monetary policy decisions closely, trying to gauge what they mean for their mortgages, car loans, and overall outlook. The anticipation of future rate moves significantly influences decisions.
We also can't overlook the impact of supply chain normalization. As these chains heal and goods become more readily available, it can ease pressure on prices and improve consumer choice, contributing to a more stable landscape.
When we compare the current combination of labor strength and moderating inflation to previous periods, we find interesting parallels and divergences. Historically, strong employment has been a bedrock for confidence.
But the current environment is unique. Strong employment alongside persistent inflation concerns and rising interest rates. This creates a more complex calculus for consumers. We also need to consider consumer debt levels.
High levels of household debt can act as a drag on sentiment, even if other indicators look positive. Consumers might feel relief from lower gas prices, but worries about servicing debt can temper overall confidence.
And looking at corporate earnings and investment provides another lens. When businesses report strong profits and invest in expansion, it often signals confidence in future economic conditions, which can spill over to consumers.
The insight here is that the current sentiment uplift is likely a composite. Gas prices provide the most visible relief, acting as a powerful psychological boost. But this is supported, or perhaps counterbalanced, by improvements in labor, inflation, and interest rates.
The interplay of these diverse forces will ultimately determine the true sustainability of this newfound consumer optimism. It's a complex picture, indeed.
This leads us directly into our next section, expectations and future behavior, the consumer's outlook. Given this complex interplay, how are consumers looking forward, and how are their expectations shaping their actual behavior?
A key element here is future inflation expectations. Even if prices are easing now, what do consumers anticipate for the next 6 to 12 months? If they believe inflation will remain stubbornly high, their current optimism might be short-lived.
This leads directly to purchasing intentions. Are consumers planning significant purchases like new cars, major appliances, or homes? These big-ticket items often signal a genuine belief in economic stability and personal financial well-being.
If consumers are hesitant to commit to these larger expenditures, it suggests the current uplift might be more about immediate relief than deep-seated confidence. Conversely, a surge in demand for these items would indicate optimism translating into action.
We also see a dynamic playing out between saving and spending. With the relief from gas prices and potentially some wage growth, how are consumers allocating their resources? Are they spending or bolstering savings?
The balance between these two behaviors is crucial for understanding the real-world impact of the sentiment shift. From a behavioral economics perspective, the principle of loss aversion explains why gas prices have such a pronounced effect.
Consumers felt the loss of higher prices intensely, so the return to lower levels feels like a significant gain, even if the absolute price isn't historically low. Anchoring also plays a role. People anchor expectations to recent peaks.
Another layer is consumer belief in the government's and central bank's ability to manage the economy. Do people trust that policymakers have a handle on inflation and stability? A lack of confidence can undermine positive data.
This perception of competence significantly influences the long-term outlook. And we can't forget the influence of geopolitical events. Instability abroad can temper optimism and lead to more cautious behavior, even with positive domestic indicators.
The insight here is that the current sentiment reflects a blend of short-term relief and tentative hope for future stability. It's a psychological win, but deep-seated expectations about inflation and the broader economy will dictate if this optimism translates into sustained spending.
Can this current wave of optimism withstand the next economic shock, or is it merely a temporary reprieve? The coming months will be critical in determining if this rebound is a sign of a truly recovering economy or just a fleeting sigh of relief.
This brings us to Section 4, the nuances of sentiment, more than just gas prices. We've touched on this, but it's worth reinforcing that the gas price effect, while significant, doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Exactly. It's like seeing the sun peek through the clouds, but still feeling the chill in the air. The psychological anchoring is powerful. Seeing gas prices come down feels like a victory, a narrative shift.
But we have to be careful not to let this single factor overshadow other crucial indicators. The persistent rise in interest rates continues to put a squeeze on many households, increasing the cost of mortgages, car loans, and credit card balances.
This creates a counter-narrative, a persistent undercurrent of financial pressure that tempers the optimism. It's like getting a discount on one item at the grocery store, only to find the overall bill has still gone up.
And the resilience of the labor market is complex. While unemployment is low, wage growth hasn't always kept pace with inflation. So, while people are employed, their real purchasing power might still be constrained.
This means that even with more dollars from cheaper gas, the capacity for significant discretionary spending could be limited for many. The feeling of having more breathing room might be real, but the ability for a full spending spree could be constrained.
And what about the broader inflation picture? While energy prices have eased, persistent inflation in groceries and housing continues to exert pressure. The stickiness of these essential costs can significantly dampen overall sentiment.
This highlights the distinction between immediate relief and sustainable recovery. The current sentiment surge is positive, but to gauge true health, we need to see this optimism reflected in actual purchasing behavior, especially for larger items.
Are people finally ready to buy that new car, renovate their kitchen, or take that vacation? The willingness to make these significant commitments is often the truest test of economic confidence. It's the difference between feeling a bit better and feeling truly secure.
That's a perfect transition to Section 5, the interplay of factors, a multifaceted economic mood. We've seen how gas prices are a prominent catalyst, providing a psychological boost and shifting the narrative.
It's a powerful signal that the upward march of prices might be moderating, offering a respite that is immediately felt. This psychological win is significant, even if prices haven't returned to historical lows.
But this optimism is shaped and tempered by other forces. The resilience of the labor market, with low unemployment and some wage growth, provides a foundational layer of security and buffers against uncertainty.
Simultaneously, the broader inflation picture beyond energy remains key. Persistent inflation in food and housing continues to exert pressure, creating a mixed economic reality for many consumers.
The interest rate environment also plays a pivotal role. As central banks raise rates, the cost of borrowing increases, impacting mortgages and loans. This monetary tightening aims to stabilize prices but introduces financial constraints.
Furthermore, the normalization of supply chains is contributing to a more stable environment for goods, potentially easing price pressures. This, combined with corporate earnings, paints a picture of an economy in transition.
The interaction of these diverse elements visible relief from gas prices, a robust labor market, ongoing inflation concerns, rising interest rates, and improving supply chains creates this multifaceted economic mood.
The insight here is that while the gas price decline is a significant driver of current sentiment, it's not the sole determinant. The true sustainability of this optimism will depend on the interplay of all these factors.
A comprehensive understanding requires looking at the immediate relief alongside underlying economic structures and future expectations. The economic narrative is still being written, and the next chapters will reveal if this improved sentiment is fleeting or foundational.
And that leads us to the conclusion, which really encapsulates this discussion: a fragile optimism or a sustainable turn? We've explored the psychological anchoring effect of lower gas prices, making current prices feel like a victory.
But we also cautioned against letting this single factor overshadow other crucial indicators, like the persistent rise in interest rates and its impact on borrowing costs for households.
The complexity of the labor market was also highlighted. Low unemployment is good, but wage growth hasn't always kept pace with inflation, potentially constraining real purchasing power for some.
And the stickiness of inflation in essential categories like groceries and housing continues to be a significant factor.
This can counteract the relief felt at the pump and dampen overall sentiment.
Ultimately, the distinction between immediate relief and sustainable recovery is critical. The current sentiment surge is positive, but we need to see it reflected in actual purchasing behavior for larger, non-essential items to gauge true economic confidence.
It's the difference between feeling a bit better and feeling truly secure about the future.
This brings us to our summary table, where we can break down the key factors, strengths, challenges, and opportunities.
Let's look at consumer sentiment levels. The strength is the positive psychological shift and increased optimism. The challenge is determining its sustainability. Is it deep-seated or temporary?
Moving to the gas price decline.
Its strength is being a powerful, immediate driver providing tangible relief and a psychological win.
The challenge is its potential volatility and the risk of over-reliance on this single factor.
For the labor market resilience, the strength is job security and consistent income providing a foundation for confidence. The challenge is that wage growth hasn't always kept pace with past inflation, potentially limiting real purchasing power.
Regarding broader inflation trends, the opportunity is for price moderation in other sectors to solidify gains. The challenge is sticky inflation in necessities like groceries and housing, which can negate gas price relief.
And finally, interest rates and debt levels. The strength lies in the signal of commitment to long-term stability. The challenge is increased borrowing costs and high consumer debt, which can counteract relief and make households vulnerable.
So, to wrap it all up, the current consumer sentiment surge is a welcome development, largely fueled by falling gas prices. It's a sign that consumers are responding to tangible improvements and feeling a degree of relief.
However, the sustainability of this optimism hinges on a confluence of factors. The resilience of the labor market provides a crucial foundation, but ongoing inflation in essential goods and the impact of higher interest rates present significant headwinds.
The key takeaway is that while the gas price effect is a powerful psychological driver, it's only one piece of a much larger, more complex economic puzzle.
True economic recovery will depend on broad-based improvements across multiple sectors.
We need to watch if this sentiment translates into sustained spending, particularly on larger purchases, and whether inflation continues to moderate across the board. The coming months will be crucial in determining if this is a fragile optimism or the start of a more sustainable economic turn.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Mago Media, Finance. Thanks for joining us as we dissected the gas price effect and its influence on consumer sentiment.
It was a great discussion, host. We'll be back next time with more insights into the financial world. Until then, stay informed.